Good day, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Mata-Hari Department Store first quarter earnings call hosted by Michael Remsen, CEO, and Richard Gibson, CFO. My name is Nigel, and I'm your event manager. During the presentation, your lines will remain on listen only. If you require assistance at any time, please key star zero on your telephone, and a coordinator will be happy to assist you. I would like to advise all parties that this conference is being recorded, and now I'd like to hand the call to Michael. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Hello, everyone, and welcome to our first quarter 2015 earnings call. I'd like to thank all of you for taking the time to be on our call today. Similar to last time, we will be recording this call and will post it to our website immediately afterwards. The first quarter saw some weakness from a macroeconomic standpoint. As we know, the economy in Indonesia has been experiencing a slowdown, particularly as it relates to consumer spending. Recent figures show the drop in auto and motorbike sales, as well as a reduction in exports of coal and palm oil. For us, January and February started off very well, and then in March we saw weakness in our sales, coinciding with a drop in the Consumer Confidence Index from 120.2 in January and February to 116.9 in March. On a positive note, across the company, sales have improved in April, and in fact, we are now ahead of our plan for the month. Overall, same-store sales growth in the first quarter came in at 5.4%, and despite seeing some pressure on EBITDA margins, we achieved an increase in reported income of 50.3% and 22.3% on a comparative basis. We are cautiously optimistic for the balance of the year. However, we will have a much better sense of consumer spending as we complete the second quarter. Also, we are very pleased to announce that we have secured two prime locations in central Jakarta, one in Block M and one in Manggarai. This is very significant as it gives us over 20,000 square meters of prime retail space right in the heart of Jakarta. With these two stores and an acceleration of our real estate program, we believe now we can open up to 9 stores prior to LeBaron this year. Now I'll turn it over to Richard, who will go into our results in more detail, after which we will open up the call for more questions. Richard?
Thank you, Mike. Good afternoon, everyone. Similar to our last call, at 4 o'clock Jakarta time, we posted 3 announcements to IDX and also to our website. Our Q1 2015 unaudited financial statements, summary slide for our Q1 results, and also a brief press release. I'll be talking you through the earnings slides, which will take around 15 minutes, and then, as Mike mentioned, we'll have a Q&A session afterwards. If you have any questions after the call, and once you've reviewed the detailed financial statements, please feel free to contact us on our investor relations email, ir@mata-hari.co.id. I'll now run through an overview of our results, referencing the summary slides that we posted to the website. Let's start by turning to page 4. Page 4 shows the highlights of the first quarter. Total gross sales increased by 7.6% over last year to 2,880.6 billion rupiah. We delivered a 5.4% comp store sales growth. Our merchandise margin increased to 34.9% of gross sales, which is 60 basis points over last year. Our EBITDA declined 2.6% over last year to 326.1 billion rupiah, coming in at 11.3% of gross sales. Our reported net income increased by 50.3% from 123.1 billion in Q1 2014 to 185 billion in Q1 of 2015. Our comparable net income increased by 22.3% from 151.3 billion in Q1 of 2014 to 185 billion in Q1 of 2015. If we look at page 5, you can just see a graphical representation of the first quarter. As I mentioned, the gross sales are up 7.6%. EBITDA was down 2.6% at 11.3% of sales compared to 12.5% of sales in Q1 2014. Our reported net income, as I mentioned, was up by 50.3%, but adjusting for the one-off charges in Q1 2014, our comparable net income was up by 22.3% to 185 billion rupiah. On page 6, in terms of sales, we again saw strength in our private label business. Direct purchases represented 34.9% of our business in Q1 2015 compared to the 34.4% in the same period last year. If you turn to page 7, you can see our retail store network. In Q1 of 2015, we just opened the one store in Tsinkhawang, and then in April, we opened another two stores. So at the end of Q1, our total store count was 132, and our total net retail area was 860,415 square meters. Given our success in bringing forward our real estate program that Mike mentioned, we now anticipate, as he said, opening up to 9 new stores prior to Lebaran, including the 2 central Jakarta stores, which, as Mike mentioned, total over 20,000 square meters. For the full year, we're maintaining our forecast, at least for now, of 12 to 14 new stores in total. What is of interest is that it has recently been reported that the moratorium on new malls in central Jakarta will likely be lifted in 2018, and this bodes well for us in terms of future infilling in that market. If we turn to page 10, we've broken out the Q1 results. The graph on page 10 just shows the delivery of a 7.6% sales growth in Q1. And the next slide shows our comp store performance. As you can see, the comp store performance, as we mentioned, was 5.4%. And also, you know, as Mike said, you know, we do remain cautiously optimistic on the outlook for 2015. You know, at this point, we're still maintaining our forecast of a 10% same-store sales growth for the year. But we really won't get a firm read on how the consumer demand will play out until we move towards the end of Q2. What's interesting is if you dissect the 5.4% same-store sales growth in Q1, interestingly enough, 5.9% came from an increase in average unit retail, and that was offset by a very small drop in of 0.5% in units. And when we further analyze that unit drop, we see that it was entirely due to lower traffic in the March period. On page 12, you can see the increases achieved in our merchandise margins. Through the combination of an increase in the profitability for both our direct purchase business as well as our consignment business, we delivered an overall 60 basis point improvement in Q1 2015 over last year. If we look at operating leverage on page 13, on a total company basis, expenses were 180 basis points over last year. And on a comp basis, it was about 100 basis points over last year. We do fully expect this leverage to improve as we move later into the year, with quarters with a much higher sales contribution to the overall year. In the first quarter, we actually made significant savings against our internal expense plan, particularly, again, from additional productivity savings. And that should serve us well as we move through the year. Page 14, we can see our EBITDA. You can see here that we achieved the EBITDA of 326 billion. Or 11.3% of gross sales, which was off by 120 basis points. Page 15, again, just graphically showing our reported net income. You can see they're up 50.3%, and on a comparable basis, up 22.3% to last year. On page 16 shows you our debt balance. We didn't make any debt repayments in Q1 2015, although still anticipate these post the Baron, and we're still forecasting paying down the total bank balance by the end of 2015. What you will see is that lower interest costs in Q1 were obviously driven by the much lower debt balance compared with last year. The chart on page 17 shows our same-store sales growth by region. You can see here that the same-store sales growth in Greater Jakarta was 5.2%. Java, excluding Greater Jakarta, was 10.5%, and outside of Java was 1.3%. Following the downturn in the commodities industry, we experienced some weakness outside of Java, as you can see by the same-store sales growth. Kalimantan, which is driven by the coal industry, delivered the weakest performance, with a same-store sales growth, actually a same-store sales reduction, of negative 7.5%. It was actually our only region with negative growth and did cover virtually all of the stores in Kalimantan. Cushioned by higher minimum wages, Java, excluding Jakarta, still delivered very strong double-digit comps. The table on page 18 summarizes our financial performance for the first quarter of 2015 compared to the same period last year. And then in summary, you know, I think despite the macroeconomic challenges in Q1, we were able to drive positive same-store sales growth and deliver a 22.3% increase in comparable net income. Despite the weaker sales environment, we delivered significant improvements in both direct purchase and consignment margins. And although Q1 saw a reduction in expense leverage due to the lower sales, the actual expenses came in lower than planned. And in addition, our robust store pipeline for 2016 and beyond indicates an opportunity for an acceleration in store openings going forward. So thank you very much for listening to us today, and now we will open it up to any questions.
Ladies and gentlemen, your question and answer session will now begin. If you wish to ask a question, please key star then 1 on your telephone, record your name, and then press the hash or pound key. If you then decide to withdraw that question, simply key star 2. All questions will be answered in the order received, and you will be advised when to ask your question. All other lines will remain on listen only. So just to remind you, if you wish to ask a question, it's star then 1 on your telephone, record your name and press the hash or pound key. Thank you. We do have our first question. That question comes from the line of
Pinti Singh, JP Morgan.
Please go ahead. You're live in the call.
Hi, thank you very much for giving this opportunity. Just had one question. You did make a mention on the call that there's been some recovery going into the second quarter and April numbers are looking better. So just wanted to understand, has the recovery been led by, you know, recovery in the footfall traffic into the malls, and just in context of your same-store sales growth target being maintained at 10%, you know, effectively implied, you know, given that it's close to 5.5% in the first quarter, the implied number for the next 9 months should be higher than 10%. So just wanted to understand if you could, you know, give us some more color on what you're seeing in April. And, you know, is that giving you confidence of maintaining your same-store sales growth target for the full year?
Yeah, thank you for your question. I think that, yes, if we look at April, we do see a pickup across each of the ratios. And, you know, without going into the specifics, you know, we are running probably somewhere around 2.5% above what we had originally planned. So, you know, obviously I think, you know, it's too early to say exactly how the rest of the year is going to play out. Like I said, you know, as we move towards the end of Q2, we'll have a very good feel But we are feeling a little bit more optimistic that there has been this improvement in the sales performance overall.
Thank you. And if you have one more question, if I may. Just on your margins, just want to understand, you know, clearly understand negative leverage from a lower same-store sales growth. So just want to understand what is the threshold for same-store sales growth where you kind of, you know, stop seeing the operating margin pressure?
That's a very good question. I think that the way to look at it is, and there are obviously a lot of variables that play into this, but, you know, I think you really want to be looking at high single-digit same-store sales growth to have the opportunity to get the leverage on a comp store basis. You really have to look at it on a comp store basis.
Sure, understood. Okay, that's great. I think all my questions are answered. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you for your question. Your next question comes on the line of...
Divya Mohan Chandy.
Please go ahead. You're live in the call.
Thank you so much. Hi, Mike. Hi, Richard. Thanks for this opportunity. I had a couple of questions. My first question was just on operating costs. So you did mention that internally there were savings versus your internal budget. And, you know, that would have been more evident had the same-store sales growth been higher. Could you talk about exactly, you know, what these savings are? And because when I look at it on a reported basis, I noticed that the two big costs, like salaries as well as utilities, have increased about 17% to 20% year on year. So if you could give some more clarity on what these savings and, you know, somewhat put it in context of the magnitude that's reported, that would be helpful. That's my first question. And my second question is just a little bit more on the April rebound. I just wanted to understand what you think are the drivers for that improvement in April. So are you seeing traffic coming back in, and which was the sore point in March, or has there been some other reason driving that? And also in terms of, you know, outside Java was the sore point in first quarter. Is that rebounding as well, or are the other regions driving that improvement in April? Thanks.
Good questions, Divya. So starting off with expenses, obviously with a 5.4% same-store sales growth, as I mentioned earlier, it does get challenging to leverage when, generally speaking, the expenses are going up kind of on average in the high single digits. Interestingly enough, in terms of a leverage standpoint, we actually came in very much in line with where we were planning to in terms of expenses as a percent of sales, despite the overall slightly weaker sales environment. Obviously, we tend to leverage our expenses a lot more as we go through the year, with Q1 obviously being the lowest quarter in terms of sales. More specifically, as I kind of alluded to on the call, predominantly, interestingly enough, the savings that we are seeing that's coming from two things. Firstly, a continuation of savings in store payroll. We are seeing additional opportunities to improve productivity and yet also at the same time improve our customer service levels. So that yielded some fairly good savings in the first quarter. And the second one is actually, interestingly enough, is electricity. Electricity coming in a little bit lower than we had originally planned. Obviously, the pricing has not been quite so, pricing increase has not been quite so dramatic as we anticipated in Q1. And we're also seeing the benefits, very good benefits, from our relamping program, which we initiated last year. That's kind of an overview on expenses. For April, and again, I don't get into too much specifics, but generally we're seeing an improvement in our metrics, which also includes traffic. Having said that, we are still seeing weakness, specifically in Kalimantan. So I think that at this point, rather than speculate anymore, I think we just really have to see how the next couple of months play out. And then I think we'll also keep an eye on those consumer confidence numbers. And I think that the next time we have our call, I think we will be in a very good position to give you a read on how we see it playing out.
Got it. Thanks. Just one very quick follow-up. On the Jakarta stores that you mentioned that you've added, is this an extension of existing stores, or is this absolutely new stores that you're talking about, the 20,000 square meters?
So we had the opportunity to take over the lease of two existing department stores in town from Paso Raya. So,
okay, so they are additional, effectively.
Yes, they are.
So, but the total number of stores for the full year, that 12 to 14 did not earlier include it, but you're keeping that 12 to 14 still where it is, despite
just being conservative right now,
okay.
What we tell you.
Okay.
So, you know, we always our challenge is at the end of the year, sometimes they fall out, so I'd rather bring you happiness numbers later.
All right, perfect. Thank you very much.
But they're terrific locations. Yeah. We think that they're going to be very strong stores. And the fact that we believe we can have them before the Baron is terrific.
Got it. Thank you. Thank you so much, Adrian.
Thank you for your question. Your next question comes from the line of
Mario Darmona, HSBC.
Please go ahead. You're live in the call.
Hello, Mike. Hello, Richard. Thank you for the presentation earlier. And for the multitude of colors. Maybe I'll just ask a few questions, if I may. From a top-down perspective, there's plenty of articles and estimates where people have been revising down their projections of economic growth in Indonesia. From your internal view, how correlated is your same-store sales with GDP growth? If you could give some broad colors on that, that would be helpful. And then I'll follow on with a subsequent question.
I think it's a good question. Historically, we have demonstrated a tremendous resilience to downturns in the economy. Even at the height of the financial crisis, Matahari was able to deliver a 9.9% same-store sales growth. I think that one of the reasons for that is our target middle-income segment. As you're probably aware, that's the segment that gives us a lot of tailwinds. It's the fastest growing, not only in terms of people, but in terms of the disposable income within that segment. And then there are other tailwinds as well. So, I think that this does actually help us be perhaps a little bit more resilient than other targeted segments, shall we say.
Got it. Thank you for that color. Maybe, and then on the second question, regarding your same-store sales, which seems to be a bit weaker than in the past, which was about 9%, January, February was pretty strong, and then March suddenly it dipped. And you mentioned earlier that the average sales price went up by about 5%, volume down by about 0.5%. Was the price increase, did you initiate a price increase at the end of February that resulted in that fall of
We take selective price increases during the year on different products and different categories based on what we analyze the market. So no, there was no price increase that took effect at that time. All the price increases were a cumulative effect over the last 12 months.
And maybe a last question for me. In terms of your direct purchase contribution, and maybe you've alluded to this earlier, but I'd love to get another reiteration from you. What would be the targeted or ideal direct purchase contribution going forward from the company?
As we've always said, we really let the customer tell us whether they want the private label or the other based on where we're opening stores. There's a tremendous difference in the average income level across Indonesia. So if we put a lot more stores off the island of Java, we will do more business in our DP. If tomorrow we can open 30 stores in Jakarta, I'm sure that we would swing back the other way in our consignment business. So there's really no ideal for us in that we make approximately the same amount on the bottom line, whether we sell DP or CV, slightly better in DP, but not enough to worry about.
Great. Thank you so much. And that's all for me.
Yes, sir.
Thank you for your question. Your next question comes on the line of
Francisco Wijaya.
Please go ahead. You're live in the call.
Hi, Mike and Richard. I just have a couple of questions. For the same-store sales growth, do you think it is likely that we will see a recovery in outside Java areas for the rest of 2015? And secondly, there is a significant increase in inventory days. Are you worried about this, or are you looking to decrease this in the future? And the third question is, what is the percentage of the variable and fixed rent? Because if I'm not mistaken, I think the variable percentage is quite high. So I'm quite surprised that rent as a percentage of revenue has increased quite a bit. That's it for me. Thanks.
So just to kick off and talk about the leases and the split between fixed and variable. So basically, and just to clarify, so of the 132 stores that we had at the end of Q1, 90 are on a fixed basis and 42 are on a variable basis. Interestingly enough, all of these stores that we anticipate opening in this year, 2015, they're all on a fixed basis. So I think that's one point to remember. The key, of course, in terms of looking at Q1 and looking at rent is that, you know, obviously a reasonable amount of our store costs are fixed. And so therefore, by implication, when you have a quarter that contributes less sales, then you will your expenses as a percent of sales will tick up a little bit. We do expect to obviously see that even out as we move through the year. And like I said, I do think that we will see quite an improvement in leverage, as we go through the quarters. In terms of inventory days, the inventory days, basically in Q4 of 2014, they were 113. And at the end of Q1, they were 117. So that's up 4 days. A part of the reason for that is because we had brought in a lot of inventory to cater for the new stores based on the acceleration of our real estate opening program. But we don't anticipate, our working capital, basically our inventory days, increasing from here.
On the final, my other question on outside Java areas, do you think that you'll see a recovery for the rest of 2015?
I think it's difficult to say. I think that, we've always said that we haven't really seen any negative impact on our sales as a result of the change in commodity prices. I think what's interesting, though, is that let's look at Kalimantan, because we're not seeing too much of a, we're not seeing really an influence from commodity pricing, any significant impact outside of Kalimantan. But we are seeing it across the board in Kalimantan, and we believe that it's actually related to the closing down of businesses and operations as a result of the decline in coal prices. So I think it's the closing down of people losing their jobs that's impacting Kalimantan more so than just the commodity price itself, if you like. Having said that, one would anticipate that, the recovery in the Kalimantan area, is not something that would happen, overnight.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thanks.
Thank you for your question. Your next question comes from the line of
Reggie, Deutsche Bank.
Please go ahead. You're live in the call.
Hey, Mike and Richard. It's great to see Matari continue to be able to deliver the strongest same-store sales among the retailers amidst this challenging macro environment. Just a couple of questions from me. First, it seems that Java X Jakarta continues to be a bright spot with same-store sales still in double digits, and it seems that there's also still volume growth there. Could you just give more color on what is your thinking behind the strength in this particular region? And was this region also impacted by the March trend in terms of the decline? Second question is, could you maybe give us an update on Matahari Mall and the progress there and what the plans are for that e-commerce venture? Thank you very much.
Sure. So, you know, it is interesting. You know, when you look at Java excluding Greater Jakarta, obviously, a double-digit same-store sales increase in the quarter, particularly a challenging quarter, was very good. You know, we're seeing particular strength. I mean, we're seeing strength all over, but particular strength in West Java and Central Java. I think that, the reasons why that is obviously a little tricky to exactly put your finger on it, but I think certainly the minimum wage increases, which were higher outside of Jakarta, has helped at least contribute to that. I would suspect also that perhaps a number of industries also have relocated outside the Greater Jakarta area as well to take advantage of the fact that, generally speaking, the minimum wage rates are lower outside the Greater Jakarta area. On Matahari Mall, we don't have a lot more information on Matahari Mall. You know, I think we shared the background to it. We believe that the current plan for Matahari Mall is to launch in Q3 of this year. But what we'll do is we'll keep you posted, you know, through updates and what have you, as indeed I'm sure they will, as more information is ready to be released.
Okay, great. Thanks, Mike and Richard.
Sure. Thank you.
Thank you for your question. Your next question comes from the line of
Adi Dachibeng.
Please go ahead. You're live in the call.
Hi, Mike. Hi, Richard. Just one question for me. How did you compare the slowdown happened in the first quarter with a slowdown of 5% with the slowdown happened back then in 2009? Do you think the current slowdown is even worse as compared to the past slowdown? And also, what would be a specific strategy that management will do to improve the center sales growth, especially in Kalimantan? Thank you.
You know, it's difficult to say, you know, whether it's worse or not. But, you know, I think it's interesting that, you know, if you look at, you know, I mean, we talked generally about it, but, you know, I believe that, you know, in Q1, you know, auto sales were down 14%, motorcycle sales down 17%, coal exports down 18%, you know, tax receipts down 10%. So, you know, I think clearly the consumer has been under a little bit of pressure. Having said that, you know, I do think that, you know, as we look forward, I do think that, you know, with the government, you know, actively taking steps to increase its investment in infrastructure and get projects off the ground, you know, I do think that, you know, when you look a little further out, it's going to be a very attractive environment for the consumer, I think, despite this, you know, sort of temporary slowdown.
So, is there any specific plans from the management to improve the center sales growth in Kalimantan and other regions?
Well, we'll probably uptick our promotional activity some, of course, where it's necessary. But please keep in mind that we did not have a terrifically aggressive plan for first quarter because there were some calendar shifts also that were playing against us. So I know that the macroeconomic environment's on everybody's mind because it's plastered all over the paper, but there were some other factors in the first quarter on the shift of holidays that shift in the out of the quarter or shift in the weekends where we didn't get the advantage of a holiday. So some of that stuff's coming back to us in second quarter. I really think you're going to be pretty pleased with second quarter. We told you at an earlier conference that that first quarter would not be planned as aggressively. Second quarter, with the shift to LeBaron, was going to be planned up more aggressively. Third quarter would be down because shift to LeBaron. But what I'm trying to say is second quarter and fourth quarter are going to be the two quarters to really watch that are going to make the year. LeBaron, which we do a big portion of our business, and then our Christmas business, which is still significantly significant for us. So don't say it's all what happened in the first quarter. Don't believe all of it was just was on the macroeconomic environment. So we're really looking that we will have a much better quarter for you here in the future.
Got it. Just one follow-up question probably. Looking at the current weak demand environment, will there be any possible downward revision on the expansion plan?
Would you be downward revision on the store openings? Absolutely not. Let me just say this. Our model is not broken. Our model is intact. It's a very good model, and we will play it forward. The best use of our cash is to open new stores when you go through our economic model. And so if there is a slight slump for a period of time in overall business trend, when we come out of it on the other end, we'll be just that much stronger with all these new stores kicking in and double-digit comp store increases. So we have no plans right now to cut back on our new store opening program.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you for your question. Your next question, we don't have the caller's name, but please go ahead. You're live in the call. Please ensure your line is not on mute. Okay, if you have asked a question, please ensure that your line is not on mute. Okay, no response from that line. We'll move to the next question. Your next question comes from the line of... Please go ahead. You're live in the call.
Hi, Michael, Richard. Thank you for the earnings call. Just a question for me. The new store opening that you are saying that it's going to be open prior to LeBaron, can you give us the geographical split, whether it is going to be the three that has already opened in ex-Java, and where in the remaining six? And the second one will be the debt repayment program. You still have about $700 billion. Can you actually give more color on when are you going to pay down worthy in tranches over the next few quarters, or will it be just the 700 in the second quarter?
So in terms of the debt, one of the things that I think we talked about last time is that we are planning on increasing our dividend payout from 40% last year to 60% this year. And that payment, which totals around 850 billion rupiah, will be made at the end of June and beginning of July. We factored that into our internal forecast. So I think that we will obviously, as I said earlier, we are planning on paying off the debt totally by the end of this year. Probably more towards the fourth quarter than the first quarter would be my estimate at this point in time.
Okay, and then Mr. Chopin?
Yeah, I'm not quite sure. Yes, I didn't quite catch that question.
Yes, you are.
Are you talking about the geographic split of the new stores?
Yes, that's right.
Okay. Right, so if you look on page 8, basically what you'll see is that, you know, of the 12 to 14 stores, we're anticipating three of them being in the greater Jakarta area, three or four being in Java, excluding greater Jakarta, and about five or six outside of Jakarta.
The question is, prior to the Lebaran, which will be open first? Is it in the Jakarta area, or is it in the Java area, or is it in the ex-Java in themselves? The bias towards the geographical split prior to the Lebaran.
It's a mix. I think that, you know, assuming we're successful on the 9, then obviously, as I mentioned earlier, you know, two of them are going to be in the greater Jakarta area that we talked about. Two are going to be on Java, excluding greater Jakarta, and the balance will be outside of Java.
Okay, thank you.
Certainly. Thank you, absolutely.
Thank you for your question. Your next question, we don't have the caller's name again, but please go ahead, you're live in the call, and please ensure your line is not on mute. Caller, please ensure your line is not on mute. Okay, no response from that line. We'll move to the next question. The next question comes from the line of
Bobby Merlin.
Please go ahead. You're live in the call.
Hi. Thanks for this opportunity. Just two follow-up questions from me. Do you think there is any impact from cannibalization, especially in outside Java, given that a lot of the stores which were opened over the last few quarters were outside Java? And how many of the new stores will be in new cities this year?
Okay, so of the stores this year, we plan to be in 7 new cities, which is obviously very exciting. In terms of cannibalization, really no material impact from cannibalization. It's obviously something that we watch fairly carefully, but when we look at it, not only regionally but also the total company, you know, we're really not seeing anything material. And one of the reasons being is that, you know, we are opening a lot of, you know, there's so many underserved markets out there that it's actually, believe it or not, relatively difficult to cannibalize ourselves.
Thank you very much. That's very helpful.
Thank you. I think we have time for maybe just one or two more questions.
Okay, the next question comes from the line of please go ahead. You're live in the call.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Mike, Richard. Thank you. Can you hear me clearly?
We can now.
Okay, yep. Great. I actually have a kind of a similar question because, you know, the weak commodity pricing in Kalimantan and closing down businesses is not happening just in the first quarter of this year, and suddenly we see such weak in-store sales growth, I mean decline, in that region. And at the same time, last year we opened many stores in Kalimantan as well. Not sure how many we are going to open in Kalimantan this year, I just wonder whether it's actually is it because we opened so many in Kalimantan that it had to some extent actually affect the in-store sales growth. That's my first question.
Okay, so just to answer your first question, of the stores that we're planning on opening this year, interesting enough, only one of them actually is going to be in Kalimantan. As it relates to last year, we did open 3 stores in Kalimantan. But when we look at Kalimantan as a whole, as a region, we are seeing general weakness across the board. It's not cannibalization per se. It's just a general weakness in the consumer environment. That's what we see.
And that store we're opening at Kalimantan, that opened in January, so it's already opened before we started really seeing the trends here.
Okay. And then the second thing is we see this macro trend up and down, you know, over time. But this doesn't. This 5-point. No offense, but this 5.4% is one of the weakest quarterly same-store sales growth that we've seen in many, many years, you know, throughout the cycle for Matahari. So I just wonder, you know, we have no doubt that long-term, Indonesia can recover, consumption growth, et cetera, can improve. But other than this macro, more top-down thing, I'm just thinking from a bottom-up, the company itself, what kind of strategy would you, like what kind of measures would you take in order to improve the top-line growth? For example, would you do special promotions? Would you, you know, do more initiatives to target the members, etc.? And at the same time, I know that the inventory days has been, you know, increased quite consistently. I know that you have installed program in order to drive sales. However, it doesn't seem to help the same social growth in that kind of in this you know, environment. So I would really like to get more confidence in what the company actually is doing to address this slowdown growth issue. Yeah.
Well, again, a lot of our payable days is a result of putting inventory in all these new stores that are opening up here, because that inventory is charged to us right away. It's not inventory that, you know, before the stores open. We got a lot of stores opening up here, more than we've ever opened before. Is all happening here in a very short period of time. Well, we'll do two things. Obviously, we're going to keep our inventory fresh, and our inventory freshness, which is the amount of inventory, percentage of inventory we have less than 90 days old, remains actually equal or a little slightly higher than last year, despite the fact we have relatively higher inventory, you know, a bit higher inventory numbers, you're saying. We are looking individually by departments to see which departments are being affected, and obviously you have some areas that are, you know, a little more effective than others. And we are managing our inventories. We have the nice thing about Matahari is since our supplier base, 92% of our merchandise is all made in Indonesia, we can react in forward orders within 3 to 5 weeks. So I'm not already committed out there through September. I'm still placing orders for June delivery right now. So first, the best use a way to keep your inventory turning is not get in trouble in the first place, okay? And third, we have the ability to, using our SMS system and this wonderful MCC program we've got, we can target those stores that are having more problems than others to be more aggressive in those markets rather than try to be aggressive in every single market. So that makes a much more effective use of our advertising dollar. It makes a more effective use of the markdowns we do have to take, and it generates sales because our return on sales for the ad spend is much greater with our MCC program members.
Okay. So would you do discounting in order to sacrifice your gross profit margin in order to support your top line growth, like some of the other retailers are doing it?
Well, look, I'm still going to give you profit, though, instead of the other retailers aren't. So, but yes, I believe you got to keep driving sales, and we will drive sales, but I don't think it's going to get to the point where it's going to have a major deteriorating impact on our margin. One of the major impacts on our margins, we didn't have the first quarter planned up double digit because of these other things that were happening in the calendar. Okay? So please keep that in mind. That's the reason we didn't have our profit planned up on an EBITDA basis. We had our profit planned down on an EBITDA basis for first quarter. So it's just the fact that the macro environment happened on top of it that is spooking everybody. And it should be a legitimate concern what's happening here, but it's over-exaggerated our performance for first quarter, which is the lowest sales base we have all year. It'll be a much different picture when we get into the second quarter.
Okay. I think my really last question is, again, on the e-commerce and MataHariMall.com. I know that, you know, we can't comment much on that because that is the Vipo Group's venture. The thing is, what they plan to do, they will also, you know, that website also going to approach Matahari department stores, suppliers, vendors, to, you know, list their products in the website. So has Matahari department store get any, you know, talk with the vendors or suppliers what they think of this new e-commerce platform? And would that actually negatively affect how much they want to, you know, in terms of consignment rates, et cetera, would that have some pressure on you, on the Matahari department store?
We don't really see that right now, the way we're doing it. And actually, we think that it will accrue additional sales to us in those areas where As we said before, we are very underserved in Indonesia. We've got 131 or two stores right now. Our studies a year ago showed we could have over 425 stores right now. There are huge areas of Indonesia that aren't served by any modern department store.
Mm.
So we think that the sales that we will do on Matahari Mall will be almost all incremental sales volume on top.
Right. And miscellaneous question is just that the group, Lippo Group, do they need to pay you any royalties, etc., in order to use the name Matahari for this website?
We're not able to talk about the commercial terms at this point, but we will be able to share things in due course.
Yeah, give us a quarter or two, and we'll be able to fill you in as these things develop. Okay.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Certainly. Thanks for
Thank
your
you.
Call.
Your next question comes from the line of.
Can't you think?
Please go ahead. You're live in the call.
Yeah, thanks. This is Princy again from JP Morgan. I have a follow-up question. Just looking at total revenue growth and the contribution to growth from new stores, that seems to be about 2.5%. Taking the impact of same-store sales growth out. I'm just wondering, I would have thought this would be a much bigger number, considering that your store openings last year were pretty much concentrated towards the back end, and I guess most of the stores were in fact opened in December. So just want to understand, how the stores which were opened last year, how are they ramping up? Are they, ramping up as you expected, or slower than expectations? And should we think about those stores as they continue to ramp up as being a driving factor on a year-on-year basis contribution to your sales growth going forward?
Yeah, I mean, we're very happy with our new store's performance. They are performing as we have planned, and in fact, some of them are very much in excess of what we had originally planned. We opened 8 stores last year. The halo effect, if you like, in terms of the impact on comp percent increases, we really don't see that very much because, in the big picture, we're not opening enough new stores to be able to really move the needle in terms of percentage growth, at least at the current time. That may well change in the future as the, more developers generate more and more opportunities. Well, actually, we didn't talk about it earlier, but we actually continue to see a lot of optimism, interestingly enough, in terms of sites that are being reviewed and developed. Not that we can go into the detail at this point, but we're already well ahead of the game in terms of our lineup for 2016. Given we're only just finishing the third quarter, we feel pretty good about.
Understood. Okay. Thanks. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I think maybe one more, and then I think then we'll handle any additional questions offline, I think.
We have no further questions at this time.
Perfect. Great. Thank you very much.
Yes, thanks very much. Thanks for all of you dialing in.
Yeah, we really appreciate it. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, that concludes the conference call for today. You may now disconnect. Thank you for joining, and have a very good day.